You're listening to The Week That Was from my daily radio program. For access to the entire show, including all the interviews that we do and other podcasts that we create, sign up to be a Jungle Insider at jimrome.com.
Charge.
Catch me outside.
Welcome to the jungle. I'm Jim Rome. Awesome Monday. What's going on?
It is a sports show, so I'd love to lead with a sports story. But today,
come on.
I'm looking around and I really can't find any story in sports that can compare to what we saw last night.
La La Land.
Yeah! There's a mistake.
Uh-oh.
Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
You can see her, like, she thinks that he's just kind of playing it off, building the drama.
I wasn't trying to be funny.
When in reality, this guy was really struggling. He knew something was wrong.
This is not a joke.
Kevin Frazier. Butter.
Crazy night. Crazy night. Warren Beatty walked out with the duplicate envelope from the category beforehand. He didn't know what to do.
And it said, Emma Stone, La La Land.
And boom, all hell breaks loose.
Check it.
When JaVale McGee finally said, look, man, enough. Enough's enough. Shaq's response was, you know what, you're probably right.
You know how I feel.
It was not his point at all. His point was, close your mouth, bum ass, and I'll knock you out. Does that sound like a bully or a great guy?
Shaq is a bully 100%.
To a T.
Shaq should apologize to JaVale.
Homeboy needs to man up.
You don't run to your mama.
When Gilbert Arena and Crimson got going, and watched bullets rock the world.
Scott Skiles got into his face. A
chap
knocked him out.
Man. Keith, one time Thurman.
It doesn't matter if I ride away in a Prius, if I ride away in a Shelby. It doesn't matter. Keith, one time Thurman is Keith, one time Thurman, no matter what car he drives.
Chris Holtman is my guest. The flight attendant continues to repeat that everybody has to put on their masks.
We were declining, trying to get to a necessary altitude. If the oxygen mask weren't on properly, we could lose consciousness within 2 minutes. The pilot did tell us afterwards that that was the scariest 2 minutes of his life.
Get your popcorn.
You can't just look at that guy and say, man, I hate that guy. I don't like that guy. That guy's a turd. I'm not putting him in. Really, why not? Look at the numbers. Yeah, but he's just a turd. Jason Lockenforo.
Completely ridiculous and just exposes what a fraud process this is.
Polian also said that he would not put Randy Moss in the Hall of Fame.
Completely asinine. Bill Polian did a lot of great things. He also had Peyton Manning for like 15 years and won one Super Bowl.
Emailed.
It's Fat Tuesday. If not now, then when? Make personal appearances show fodder, Rome. Yeah, I can answer your question. Never. That's when. Tom Izzo is my guest. Like every other year, you grind right through it and you come out on the winning end. It's always good to have you on the show, Tom. Thanks so much for that.
Well, thanks for having me on the show, Jim. And the word grind is what we've used a lot lately, and I agree with you. And hopefully, I'll be on again soon.
Michael McCann is my guest. O.J. Simpson. When would he be released?
He would be expected to be released on October 1.
People die every day.
Slash.
I can always get caught robbing and mauling 1,000 cookies, but you'll never catch me decapitating Ron and Nicole. I'm out.
Ah! Truly embarrassing. That was his first and hopefully last call of 2017. Dan in Denver Omelette. Left in Lasagna. Way in St. Paul. Pork in Hollywood. 45 got batter. Stephen PHXXL. Stephen H-Town. A.K.A. Stuffed Butt. Eggs. Penny in Crisco. Lee Jenkins. Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, I mean, I need to run to the toilet.
Will you go to a Chargers game in Carson or Los Angeles?
No, I'll never watch another down. I told my son he can pick any team as long as it's not the Chargers.
Jenkins, bruh. Take some testosterone pills and get your act together, bruh.
So I was just hanging out. I was just being me then. Probably a mistake, but yeah, I asked him for a selfie. We took one.
It was definitely a mistake.
Yeah.
Even worse than you doing it is you're not at all apologetic for it. There are literal hawk truthers. This whole thing about, does the guy really exist? Who do you think I'm talking to? The guy was in studio. What do I get out of that? Daniel Jeremiah compared Fournette to LeBron James.
They're freaks among freaks. You're looking at some of the world's greatest athletes, and yet this guy finds a way to just be a little bit different.
A 300-pound NFLer who allegedly punched him in the head and ripped his rig. Imagine this guy just cruising down the street. Yeah, man, got me a golf cart. Didn't pay the fare. Got me a golf cart. Joyriding. Go ahead, I'll open it up to you. What should I name that filly? I can name that horse Van Smack if I wanted. Or I can name that horse Dan in Denver. Or I can name that horse the Sparrow. Naming a horse is tougher than a kid. Masayu Jerry joining us. There's a new BlackBerry coming out.
Somebody has told me about it, and I think I might go back. I'm going to check it out. Did you get it yet?
No, it's not out yet.
You always have the phones 10 years before they come out.
I think it's really disappointing that Joe's not here.
You punch a woman in the face and you break four bones. That's not a terrible, terrible night. You're a terrible, terrible guy. And the NFL's right to say, you know what? You're not welcome at the combine. We're not having that. Dana White.
I would never stop a guy to make that kind of money. That's life-changing money for him and his family. The way he spends it, probably not for generations, but...
Sincerely, asking the salesperson at Tiffany if they only sell the boxes.
Dean
in Denver. Forgot the name.
I'm going to fly to Vegas, and I'm going to take that golden ticket and make you eat it.
Another hopeless dreamer is that tool, Matt in Vancouver.
How come every time you call, it sounds like your mouth is full?
I'm going to rip his beard off and eat it.
Why? Tanya. There. Now you're done.
It's the smell of good smack.
Kirk Cousins, I do like that.
You like that?
I will stand outside the theater. The first...
There's a challenge. I'm challenging Alvin. I threw the flag.
The ruling on the field is confirmed.
I'm sorry for the choice of words.
Maybe you mix in some Nivea. I didn't say that. Because personal appearance is not show fodder.
Decrease in velo.
We believe there's a hawk. Like we believe Alvin's sterile.
No.
Jim, you know I love you, man. Always good talking.
Christina Agfalora.
It's Mark Sanchez, though. Huh? He's not butt fumbling.
Get you outside.
Is what I just say?
150 layups.
Man's face.
Bitch. Good night now.